Investors around the world have been on a wild ride, stemming from the concerns about the world's top economy, the United States. But while the global equity markets have taken a tumble, what's the economic impact of it all? Here in Asia, investors might get some insight first thing Thursday morning, when one of the fastest-growing economies in the world, China, releases closely watched GDP data, along with inflation figures.
We're looking at the number of 10.1% for second quarter GDP, so it is a slowdown, but 10% is still a kind of double-digit growth.
The news from China will come on the heels of a second day of testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's noted that the U.S. economy continues to face, quote, numerous difficulties.
The possibility of higher energy prices, tighter credit conditions, and a still deeper contraction in housing markets all represent significant downside risks to the outlook for growth.
As the U.S. consumer spending continues to slow in the rest of the year, the growth in export from China and the rest of Asia will continue to slow as well.
This, as the Dow sits near its lowest level in nearly 2 years, the U.S. dollar has taken a drubbing, falling to new lows against the euro, and investors are trying to get a handle on the troubles facing housing finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Even oil, which had been heading in only one direction, up 80% since July of last year, has seen its biggest one-day plunge this week in 17 years. But in the end,
we think that it's too early for China now to worry about slowdown. Inflation is still the major risk.
So maybe a bit of a slowdown for China isn't such a bad thing after all. Alex Zolbert, CNN, Hong Kong.